And the first set of commandments are more principles that are also put on emerald tablets. And he comes back after a few days up on Mount Sinai, and of course he discovers that the Israelites are worshiping this golden calf. They're out of harmony with nature. They're out of sync with each other and God. Moses gets disgusted and he breaks the tablets. Goes back up and gets some tablets that are now on concrete. Not going to get any more emerald from Mount Sinai. But he puts the broken tablets in with the tablets from Atlantis, and so the power of the ark begins to build. And the interesting thing about the ark is it's made of gold, and it's got diamonds in it, and emeralds, and quartz, and all of these different things that are charged by nature. And it's also charged by an entity that's working with the Hebrew nation called Jehovah. In fact, his name is so powerful that they can't even say it. It's a tetragrammaton. But they know that there's an entity working through this ark. And he commands them to build a tabernacle around the ark. And he commands the high priests to keep their energy level high. Or if they go into the Holy of Holies, what happens to them? They get struck down. So when a high priest goes into the Holy of Holies, you know what they do to him? That's right, they tie a chain around his ankle. In case he goes in there and gets struck down, they can pull him out and send some other high priest in. So there's an actual being that Moses is working with out in the desert, and he's leading the people, and he's purifying them, and he's getting them ready to enter into the Promised Land.
I'm sorry, back to something. The Holy of Holies, the tent around the ark.
Correct.
And it's so spiritual that if you go in there with a non-positive attitude, you'll get struck by lightning.
Pretty much.
Okay, just checking.
Right, so your energy has to be equal to the ark.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. And a lot of this technology they developed in Egypt, they would use, how many have heard of rods of initiation? A rod of initiation was basically, and this is why I passed around that nugget and that... Oh, it's come back already? And this crystal, because this is what they would make their rods of initiation out of. Gold would be the superconductor, and then crystal would be the transmitter, kind of like they do and with computers today. And they would alter gold, crystal, gold, crystal, gold, crystal, and they would charge these rods up. And these rods would reach such a high level of frequency, of vibration, that they would use them to heal. Like if Joe's over here half asleep, I bring this rod over and I'm waving around and what the heck was that? A disturbance in his force that was caused by a man-made object called a rod of initiation. And so if you hold these two pieces, gold, glad that came back. got that from my grandma. And a crystal in your hand for a while, you'll feel a charge. You'll begin to charge them and they'll resonate back and you'll actually feel better. How many have put a crystal under their pillow and had better dreams? So we have a lot of practical application today, but the ark was designed in such a way that it would hold a high charge of energy and it would purify people that would come into its power grid or zone.
Did you mine that gold yourself, or did that grandma did?
This came as a down payment on a house a long, long time ago. I'll pass it around again.
You can take your time with it. She likes that gold nugget, I can tell.
Well, I was just wondering if you were one of those that got out in the rivers and really...
That was lead when I got it.
No, it was not.
Anyway, they had power with alchemy and things like that, too. So the Egyptians also Yes, dear.
I just wanted to say this to Sharon, not Sharon, to Lorraine, was that the Holy of Holies was only in one section of this tent, and no one dared enter that. And it was the high priest only one day a year, and he had to be totally prepared to go in there. I mean, it was so holy. The other sections of the tent were for different things that happened, like the common people were allowed to come in a certain part, but no one could enter that part.
And so is this just a myth, or did somebody actually get struck
down? No, this is actually, I've seen it. They recreated it. I mean, they had it on television to show the different parts of it.
No, I mean, did somebody actually get struck down?
Oh, absolutely. They were carrying it, going from to another place, and the ark started to fall, and
Uzzah,
the person was a slave or whatever, they reached out to grab it so it wouldn't fall to the ground. And he was instantly struck dead. And you think, oh, that's unfair, but that's really was how powerful it was.
It was a house of God, so it had to be of a very high vibration.
Well, it was the only place that God spoke to them.
It was an oracle. A couple other things I kind of glossed over or missed. People want to know about the animals in the ark. Well, they might have taken a few animals from Atlantis, but didn't y'all ever wonder, you know, how did they get all those animals on a little boat? Didn't that, you know, wasn't that kind of a fable, fairy tale, something that you couldn't really understand? According to these books, those animals represented personal disturbances, emotions that had to be overcome or balanced. They weren't just literal animals. Like the snake, for example, the dark side would be you'd be a snake in the grass, or you would be deceptive. Or the positive aspect of a snake you find in medicine, in the caduceus staff of the snake and the serpent. Or the lion. The lion might be out to terrorize the community, like in the labors of Hercules. Or myself, being a double Leo, might want to create a stage for other players to play on so that, you know, we can all enjoy what's going on, or the energy of the limelight. So the animals represented the negative and the positive passions and emotions and energies in a person that had to be balanced. Their technology, spiritual technology, was extremely advanced. I'm just going to go back to the pyramids for a second. How did humanity, we cannot even do this today, from a quarry that who knows where it was, dragged 2,500 stones weighing from 2 tons to 20 tons each into an archaeological miracle, and you couldn't even put a razor blade between those stones? How did they do that?
Human growth hormone.
They did what?
Human growth hormone.
More slaves. No, they used processes of elevation is how they did that. They just knew how to do it. They used bigger rods. Whatever they did, the Atlanteans had that kind of technology that was buried, but it came forth somehow through Hermes, because Hermes interpreted these tablets and knew how to use that technology. Anyway, that's one of the mysteries of Egypt that was put into the ark that Moses had access to. Okay, so they find their way to the Promised Land in Jerusalem, and they set up their civilization, their society. David is born there. He's the king of Jerusalem, of Israel, and has a son, Solomon, who at 12 years old becomes the king of Israel, and he has the ark, and he builds a huge temple to honor this ark of the covenant. And he buries the ark 7 layers down under the ground. And he said, this is where matter is the most, comes together the strongest. The strongest union of matter is at the seventh sheath, the seventh atomic sheath, or the seventh seal, or the seventh chakra, or whatever your seven is. So he buries it way down under the ground, and it stays there. And that's where you'd find the Ark of the Covenant at that point in time.
Is that in the scriptures anywhere, or is that in from one of the books or what?
Pictures of it?
No, the seven sheaths.
Yeah. It's in this book, where they explain that they understand the structure of atomic energy and matter and how it bonds at the seventh layer. So they have all this super advanced technology.